This is Ono Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Ome Radio News at 11, I'm Olive Thomas. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has challenged her Togolese counterparts to continuously effectively function as the incoming chair of ECOWAS as he served as chief advocate for mobilizing support for Ebola-affected nations in the sub-region. She said as coordinator of ECOWAS post-Ebola agenda, Togolese President Foya Sembe has remarkably performed and she is hopeful as he takes over from her in June, he will carry out the agenda for which ECOWAS was established. Welcoming President Kasengwe to Liberia at the ongoing delocalized meeting of the Joint Committee on Health and Social Services, Trade and Customs and Free Movement, the Liberian leader said the objective of ECOWAS is to promote peace, democracy and development through solidarity. The Liberian leader said the intent is to also make sure ECOWAS is not only an ECOWAS of states, but people. An African peer review mechanism team is undertaking a two-week mission in Liberia to assess countries' commitment to good governance. The team is led by the Vice President of the African Peer Review Mechanism Panel of Eminent Persons and lead panelist in charge of Liberia, Bridget Bala. Addressing the media Tuesday, Madam Bala said while in the country, the team will visit various counties to engage major stakeholders of the African peer review process and discuss key issues regarding Liberia's self-assessment report. For his part, Finance and Development Planning Minister Boima Kamara reaffirmed Liberia's commitment to the African peer review mechanism. Minister Kamara said the African peer review mechanism further provides a platform for the people to have a say in the decision-making process. The Liberia Institute of Public Administration, LIPA, has validated the legislative drafting curriculum. The legislative drafting course is recommended for policymakers in both national and county governments, public officers involved in drafting laws and regulations. The laws and regulations are for state corporation, commissions and agencies, law enforcement officers, NGOs and private institutions, among others. Attorney Patrice Weah said this is LIPA's effort aimed at strengthening the capacity of those involved with drafting laws and regulations. He said the relevant stakeholders and experts in the legal profession reviewed and certified the draft curriculum. The Liberia Anti-Corruption Commission says it will remain vigilant in the fight against corruption in Liberia by taking the fight to the root of any corrupt activity. LACC Commissioner on Education and Prevention Abla Hamilton Dolo told on the radio that they have formed partnership with students and youth groups in boosting the fight against corruption. She said they are doing this through the establishment of integrity clubs in schools. Madam Hamilton Dolo said the LACC is working with the Student Against Corruption, a youth group, because of their self-initiative. She said they are providing training and the necessary materials to empower them. The news is coming to you from Onmil Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Nigeria's security authorities have uncovered more than $40 million in cash in local and foreign currencies following a raid on a property in Lagos. The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission said it got the neatly arranged U.S. dollars, pound sterling and some naira notes in sealed wrappers in two rooms of a four-bedroom apartment. It says that the investigators forced entry into the property and found $43.4 million, £27,800 and 23.2 million naira in cash. It adds that a further search of one of the rooms found more cash hidden in wardrobes. It says it believes the cash are proceeds from unlawful activities. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on two militia leaders from the Central African Republic, saying they were responsible for the prolonged instability in the country. Abdullahi Hussein, a chief of the mainly Muslim Silica rebels, and Maxime Moncon, a leader in the anti-Balaka, mainly Christian militias, who were rivals in the country's civil war, are accused of teaming up afterwards to destabilize Central African Republic. Any assets they have in the U.S. will be frozen, though it is unclear if they actually have any. According to a Treasury statement, U.S. citizens are generally banned from any transactions with them. And Lawyers for a passenger forcibly removed from a United Airlines flight have filed an emergency court request for the airline to preserve evidence. David Dow was filmed being dragged off the overbooked flight at Chicago O'Hare Airport, bloodied and screaming in a video watched millions of times online. United Airlines said it would refund the ticket cost of all passengers on Sunday's flight. The airline's chief executive, Oscar Munoz, is insisting he will not resign. As of Tuesday, Mr. Dow was still recovering in a Chicago hospital, his lawyer said, but a family member is expected to give a news conference on Thursday. That's the Ome Radio News at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.umissions.org, facebook.com/UNMIL2003, or twitter/UNMIL News. I'm Olive Thomas. Good morning.